top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Financial consultant Louis Robinson bemoans the management of Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program under the Skerrit-led DLP administration. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration expressed a desire to strengthen bilateral relations with Guyana as the CARICOM nation celebrated its 51st Republic anniversary on Tuesday. And acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman warned extremist militia groups that participated in the January 6 riot want to blow up the Capitol when President Biden addresses a joint session of Congress. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments. Rudolph Thomas Enterprises, first up in the news. Trauma surgeon, consultant, and owner of Urgent Care Dominica, Dr. Samuel Christian, encourages Dominicans to grow a spine against the acts of misconduct and against the blatant violations of good governance practices whenever they are committed by politicians, particularly the current elected members of parliament.
There is hope, but more importantly, there is determination. And it's not, you know, I bring up this issue, it's not personal, because it is something that has happened to every single sector. You know, the engineers, the businessmen, whoever is, you know, bows down to the beast, whoever bows down to the beast, you know, can make a living. But if you are, you know, in any way have a different opinion, or you don't express an opinion in favor, you know, you are surpassed. And I speak to many very disillusioned and frustrated members of the police force and in all kinds of departments of this thing that is going on. And it is a calculated effort, you know, to destroy. This is not by accident by any means. It is calculated. And they are doing it with cruel efficiency to disenfranchise and to marginalize Dominicans, especially those who are patriots.
Dr. Christian also expresses hope for the Dominican people through their recent acts of boldness against corrupt Dominican leaders and businessmen. He envisions a rise of new leaders joining the resistance against corruption in Dominica.
We have to give Dominicans hope. But I not only hope, you know, we have to stiffen the spine so that Dominicans will stand up, will continue to speak out forcefully. And, you know, I can see the chips falling together. I can see a new breed, a new generation of leaders arising out of the community, people who are taking a stand and people who are speaking up. And I think it's going to fall together. It's going to come together. We cannot say exactly when, but it will happen.
Trauma surgeon, consultant, and owner of Urgent Care Dominica, Dr. Samuel Christian. Wahoo says it is supporting the efforts for COVID-19 vaccination, as Dominica has received some 70,000 AstraZeneca vaccines from the government of India. Speaking to Q95 News earlier this week, Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Wahoo, Curtis Augustus, encourages union members to speak to the executive on their concerns of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine.
The union have the responsibility to hear their reasons for not wanting to take the vaccine and engage them in discussion as to what we think is the best approach that could come from the union and hence its membership. We would do what is necessary to try to get them to come on board with us. But again, you cannot force a situation on persons that they don't want to. The only thing is that in the end, they will just have to face the consequences of the action. And they would have themselves to blame. If the vaccine is available, they refuse to accept and to take it, and then they get contaminated in one way or the other.
Augustus advises members to consider the scientific data regarding the vaccines, as well as the consequences for not getting vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus.
We have to look at what is the greater good, as opposed to the situation where you may have a minority that would not want to take it, and hence put the greater number in jeopardy in terms of being exposed or having the risks of contracting the disease. So discussion, consultation, I think, will be the approach and the strategy to try to convince people otherwise to protect themselves and by extension to protect the population.
Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus, speaking to Q95 News on Tuesday, financial consultant Louis Robinson bemoaned the management of Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program under the Roosevelt Garrett-led DLP administration. He also exposed the hypocrisy of some of Dominica's intellectuals who support the Freedom Party's use of the CBI program and not the Workers' Party's management, although they strengthened the transparency of the program. Fast forward to present day, and the CBI program appears to have now become a rich boy scheme for members of the Labour Party administration.
But my view on the economic citizenship program is not one that a lot of people are going to appreciate. First of all, I must recall that prior to when the previous administration was in office, they had inherited this economic citizenship, or whatever they called it then, from the Freedom Party, who started this stuff. And all they did was amend the terms of the agreement to ensure that all the funds coming in through that avenue would go to the consolidated fund. A lot of people forget and miss that part of the whole thing. And some of my friends were saying, while the Freedom Party had the economic system, it was fine. They didn't say anything. From the time the United Workers Party came into office and decided to amend it to make all the funds go into the consult, everybody, oh, they shouldn't have it, they should stop it. And some of my friends who were shouting from the rooftop that it should not be continued. When Roosevelt Kerry started, they were all supporting it. This is the sad part of the intellectual dishonesty that I am experiencing every day by some of our professionals.
Louis Robinson describes as madness the Skerrit administration's management over the CBI program, also revealing the truths behind the statements of the Prime Minister, who has defended his actions and that of his DLP administration regarding the program for the past 15 years.
How can you tell me your entire economy is based on the selling of your passport without any systematic check and balance to determine that, okay, you give my passport to somebody who is worthy and desiring of citizenship. In Antigua, for you to become a citizen, you have to wait 7 years. In the United States, it is 5 years. And the audacity of Skerrit and his gang to tell me that America has an economic citizenship program. And I don't think Dominican understood the difference, because in the same manner in which he tried to deceive people by talking about Montreal management, giving people the impression that it was a Canadian company, not knowing that it was a Lebanese who had incorporated a company in Dubai. So in the same way, the United States has an economic citizenship program that gives you quick access to a green card.
The financial consultant explains the difference of transparency and relevance of the U.S.'s citizenship program and Dominica's CBI program.
In other words, in that you come in as an investor. You must invest a minimum of $500,000 in a particular area where the government directs. If you want to spend $3 million and more, then you can choose what area and in what industry you want to invest. That is what an economic is. The investor comes in with money. They don't give them passports to sell and then give them land to do investment on. That is not an investor. That is an invader.
Financial consultant Louis Robinson. The Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, announces plans to significantly establish intra-CARICOM trade. DMA President John Robin adds that such a move will increase market share for Dominican manufacturers, as well as significantly improve Dominican livelihoods within the sector. John also says the Dominica Manufacturers Association will be engaging governmental bodies in implementing the trading agreements signed with government bodies and manufacturing partners internationally and regionally. He spoke to Q95 News on Wednesday.
And also, very critically, what we're trying to foster is intra-Caribbean trade, intra-Caricom trade, trade within the Caribbean basin. All right, and also we are seeking to take hold of some of the trading agreements that have been signed by our government with various parties, partners, be it through NAFTA, through EU, or through the Mercosur, or through the, let's say, Canada CARICOM arrangement, or maybe the various arrangements between OECS and CARICOM. We are basically seeking to inform ourselves and basically our members that we can maximize the access to those possibilities and bring more returns to Dominica, add more value to our raw material and so on. So we are basically moving towards doing a lot of that. And not necessarily just focus on producing for Dominica or domestic market, which is just about 70,000 people. And the best market for product, yes, it is Dominica, but Dominica is not the biggest market. The biggest market for our product are the markets throughout CARICOM and throughout the regions I've spoken of.
DMA President John Robin, you're tuned in with Q95 News. In sports news, in the Zone A National Domino match last weekend, defending champions Wake Up Stars destroyed their opponent Focus by a final score of 3,004 points to 2,634 points. Wake Up Stars from Portsmouth have copped another victory in the 2021 Renault Construction and Kubuli Bear National Domino League. Rockers from Peybush joined the Wake Up Stars in the winner's circle as they defeated the Voxes by a final score of 3,006 points to 1,590 points. Zone A also saw the Roadblock team fail in preventing More Fire from winning the matchup, with More Fire scoring 3,001 points and Roadblock scoring 2,586. Also, the One Case Domino team beat Hub Itasi, sealing the match with a final score of 3,010 to 2,056 points. Meantime, in Zone B, the Baghdad Domino team failed to secure a victory from their two matches played, but Tremors enjoyed mixed results in their first game over the weekend. The Tremors defeated Baghdad by a final score of 3,012 points to 2,362. In the following match, Tremors went down to Public Enemies by a final score of 3,021 points to 2,649. The Baghdad team also went down to Valiants by a final score of 3,007 points to 2,019 points. More results indicate that Case Ogori defeated Team Renault by 3,021 points to 2,587. And the Sting team stung Warner by 48 points with a final score of 3,000 points to 2,952 points. In one of the biggest upsets of the weekend, the homeboys slapped last year's beaten finalist Golden Arms by 16 points. Homeboys won the match by 3,006 points to 2,790. And lastly, the homeboys topped it all in Zone C and secured a place for themselves in the second round. Taru defeated Fire Services by 3,001 points to 2,712 in another match. Another Zone C encounter saw the Bay Boys demolish RC Constructions by 3,035 points to 2,001 points. More fixtures are planned for this weekend. Q95 News advises all to have a good time and stay safe. You're tuned in with Q95 News. United States President Joe Biden expressed a desire to strengthen bilateral relations with Guyana as the CARICOM nation celebrated its 51st Republic anniversary on Tuesday. In a congratulatory message to President Irfan Ali, Biden also said he wanted the two governments to address security issues and other matters which affect both countries. open quote, Guyana is a strong democracy, and I look forward to strengthening our bilateral relationship based on shared principles of good governance, prosperity, and security. The challenges of COVID-19 affect all of us and make clear that we must advance our partnership to face the global pandemic together, end of quote, he wrote. Open quote, in the year ahead, I look forward to our teams addressing the issues and security concerns that threaten our shared interests while building on Guyana's economic growth and development, end of quote. In his address to the nation, President Ali urged citizens to work and live together in peace and harmony. Open quote, our country's national motto, one people, one nation, one destiny, is the tripod upon which our independent and republican statehood rests. The elements of our national motto commit us to the pursuit of unity. It affirms our sovereignty and shapes our ambitions, end of quote. President Ali recently announced in the National Assembly the establishment of a One Guyana Commission that is aimed at, open quote, exercising the vices of ethnic rancor, hatred, and divisiveness, breaking down barriers of mistrust, suspicion, and stereotypes, and fostering greater tolerance and understanding, end of quote. More news, Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman warned that some militia groups that participated in the January 6 riot, open quote, want to blow up the Capitol, end of quote, when President Biden addresses a joint session of Congress, and said that law enforcement would maintain its heightened security level until after the event.
Left and right lawmakers were not happy with what they heard today as they tried to untangle the botched security response during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. 2 days ago, appearing before the Senate, it was mostly ousted officials who were in charge of security that day. Today, before the House, it was the current officials who are in charge, and there was this chilling warning from the acting chief of the Capitol Police.
We know that members of the militia groups that were present on January 6th have stated their desires that they want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible with a direct nexus to the State of the Union, which we know that date has not been identified. So based on that information, we think that it's prudent that Capitol Police maintain its enhanced and robust security posture until we address those vulnerabilities going forward.
MSNBC's Garrett Haig says lawmakers were recently annoyed with an increase in security around Capitol Hill. But after the report from the Capitol Police Chief, lawmakers have begun to appreciate the measures implemented.
Well, look, lawmakers were really frustrated by the first hearing that happened earlier in the week and by the lack of information that they've been getting up until this point on the response to January 6th. And that answer came as lawmakers have been asking, what's up with these fences? Why do we still have, you know, 8-foot high fences topped with razor wire and hundreds of National Guardsmen around the Capitol? That's a pretty good indication of why that security is still here and a suggestion of how long it might stay. But lawmakers were also frustrated at lots of the little operational failings that we essentially learned about that contributed to January 6th, like that the officers didn't really know how to clear the space when there was an infiltration, that they weren't sure what the use of force rules were, at least as regarded to deadly force. Lots of little things like that that now the current leadership in the form of that acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief is going to have to clean up ahead of that speech to a joint session of Congress, not technically a state of the Union, but potentially the next big event on the Capitol that at least the intelligence that they are now listening very closely to suggests might draw any kind of major crowd, protest, or possible violence.
And that was MSNBC's Garrett Haig. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Financial consultant Louis Robinson bemoans the management of Dominica's CBI program under the Skerrit-led DLP administration. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration expresses a desire to strengthen bilateral relations with Guyana as the CARICOM nation celebrated its 51st Republic anniversary on Tuesday. And Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman warned extremist militia groups that participated in the January 6 riot, open quote, want to blow up the Capitol, end of quote, when President Biden addresses a joint session of Congress. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises, and I am Richie Ferrol with the Q95 News Team, wishing you a good morning.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on, Q.